So how did you get introduced to this project? I know you have a lot of experience in, you know, video game voiceovers and film voiceovers, but what got you to this point?
You know, it was actually, and I didn't realize video games, they take a really long time to, you know, release. So this was about 2.5 years ago, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
It was an audition that just came through, like they all do, but I had to go in for it. Usually we record ourselves. If we can provide a high-quality MP3, you send it in. They wanted to see us in person. And what I liked about this, because I don't say yes to all of the auditions, it just depends on the material and, you know, how connected I feel to a role, how I have to love the project and the role to say yes. I'm mm-hmm. not going to just do it to do it. You know, I think it's fair for both sides for me to come from that point of view.
Absolutely.
And when I saw the material, it read like a film, very much like a film script. And they were going to record it, and in the breakdown, they asked that you please bring as much realism as possible, but this wasn't some over-the-top video game-y voiceover audition. And that's just because it's stereotypically they might think that actors are coming in to do some big animation thing, and that's not what they wanted. So that's what I loved. And I went in, and it was like auditioning for a film. I loved it. It was wonderful. The material was really well-written. There was a really nice arc in the character, and I wasn't used to that. You know, I had been auditioning for video games for a while, and a lot of them are, you know, women that are very tough, and they're like warriors, or they're arm pieces, or they're, you know, they work the streets, and they get beat up, or they get taken advantage of, which is when I'm not interested in a role for a video game. This was a really smart Brazilian scientist, so I got to add a little bit of Portuguese and an accent to the English. So there was a lot to play with as an actor. And from that audition, I didn't hear for like 2 months, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, it's gone. You know, just another one. But I had a great time. No big deal. You know, you make your mark and you move on. And when I heard back, I had a call back with the producers and the director in town here in L.A., and from there, it went really well.
Video games have changed dramatically over the past, you know, 10, 15 years, where you have these scripts that are very almost movie-like. Can you just describe to us how much work went into you doing the voice for this game?
Quantum Break, it's been a tough job. I will tell you that it's one of the toughest jobs I've ever done because of the way it's shot and put together in pieces. So the voice, you know, I had to find the accent that they felt was clear enough in English, but still authentic to Portuguese and to, you know, the Brazilian feeling of having her be authentic. So I had to practice a lot. Plus, there's a lot of time that passes between audition and shoot date. So it's important to recall that same intonation, the same accent, the same, you know, type of vibe for the character. A lot of times I record myself on my phone, so I keep a log of what each of my characters sounds like. So I can go back, and it's like an instrument. You go back and you just tune your voice to the sound and the accent that you used, and you go from there. I have to warm up, definitely, before. So I can just, otherwise you do a lot of takes and they're no good because you're not there yet. You haven't found it. And then when you find it, so I like to warm up and take a lot of time before I go into a session or an audition to make sure it's ingrained in me.
How is this experience on Quantum Break different from the voiceovers that you've done in, like, you know, the Transformers games and Uncharted 3?
Well, because those were literally just voice. And a lot of it, in one of them I did do Colombian accent characters. My background is Colombian, Latin American, and so it was easy for me to just, you know, do that and then unaccented English. So just the voice, it takes away a lot of the pressure of, oh, I have to remember, you know, this part because this, I have to bring my acting to it, my facial capture to it, my body. With Quantum Break, I had to remember each and every part that I wasn't using, what I was doing with it, so that when I go do that part, I can put them all together like pieces of a puzzle. And it was hard. Sometimes we had to look at footage and say, oh, wait a minute. When I said those words, I had this expression. And now that they're bringing the animation to life, they want that expression. So it's really tricky. It was really tough, actually. Some of the things feel very kind of fragmented, kind of stuck, like you're stuck in something, like you're still. But you need to bring that piece to match the other ones that you've done. So it was very heady sometimes, to say the least.
So would you say, is it fair to say that your performance in Quantum Break is more similar to your work, like, you know, on Days of Our Lives or a television show or a film than the stuff that you did in video games prior?
Yes, definitely. Especially because, you know, I am myself the image of my character.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the changes come in. When you voice a character that you get a picture of, or they say, hey, like, you know, I'm doing an animation series right now for Fox called Border Town. And mm-hmm. it's a 5-year-old little Mexican boy and with a light accent, not really. And so they give you the picture of the boy, and you go, oh, that's what it looks like, and I have to bring a voice to that being.
Yeah.
But with Quantum Break, it's like, it's me. As Sophia, Dr. Amaral.
Mm.
So create Dr. Amaral with your image, give her an accent, give her a voice, give her a story, give her everything. So it's definitely more like a film, I would say. And it's wonderful. It's a lot of work. And when I spoke to some of the other actors, I remember having a conversation with Lance Reddick, who I happen to be working with on Bosch,
mm-hmm.
which is one of those Luke things, and I'm such a fan of his. He's just one of the most brilliant actors I've seen on the screen. And he himself, you know, coming from someone of what I think is his caliber and how professional and good he is, he said that Quantum Break was one of the hardest jobs he's done. And I thought, okay, so I'm not crazy. It is hard, right? And he's like, oh, yeah. and it is, because it's just so intense, you know, the different, the motion capture is also a really tough part of the video game.
So over the past 5 years, people like, you know, super A-listers, the likes of, you know, Sigourney Weaver, Kevin Spacey, they've all done voices for video games. But I have to say, Quantum Break has probably up until this point one of the best casts for a video game, like, ever. How did it feel to be a part of that cast? How did you guys interact with each other during the development process?
We didn't actually meet. I didn't meet anybody until we did the live action shoot.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the cool part of this game that I think is so different from any other game that I've seen, heard of, or that I've even been involved with, is that they have this live action shoot embedded within the motion capture video part.
Mm-hmm.
So we all met shooting it in Atlanta for that part, and it was like we were doing a TV show, you know. It was rough because we had night shoots, so we're doing 3 a.m. to 3 p.m. shoots. So a lot of times you're just trying to make it through the night, and it was rough, but everybody was on their A game, you know. And when you have a cast like that, and for me, you know, I'm not a household name, but I have a lot of experience. But I feel when I work with actors that have really made a mark, you know, in our industry, it just brings my game way up. Like I was on point, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It was wonderful to have that feeling to walk on set and be like, I am with people who bring it to the table. So I got it.
How did you prepare for this role? I know you talked about, you know, bringing her to life, giving her a story, and getting the accent down and stuff. But what else did you do to prepare for this role, to kind of make it your own?
You know, our director, this wonderful guy, Stobe, he was very involved. And that made the difference for me, because a lot of times as an actor, if your director's not as involved, then you're just kind of guessing and sort of making it what you think it could be, or what you think the writers wanted to create,
mm-hmm.
then you bring it and you rehearse. Our director literally would be available to us via email, phone call, every time he was in town or when we flew to Finland, and we'd have these long sessions and discussions about how the character fit into the story and creating the backstory with him, too.
Mm-hmm.
So that was unique. That doesn't really happen in film and television, or hasn't for me, that the director has that much time, you know, to
mm-hmm.
spend with each actor. But I think, like I said, it took so long to complete this project that he made the time to make sure each character had. He was always, and I saw him having conversations with every actor on set, and as much time as we needed, which is also a luxury, you know, in this video game. You don't get that in television for sure.
Yeah.
And sometimes in film, very little, that you can take a lot of time to have discussions about takes or how to prepare or how to change a roll up. I think he was key for me in developing Dr. Amaral. It was really a nice gift as an actor to have.
So you're an 80s baby, pretty much. You grew up, you know, with the Nintendo Entertainment System, like the heyday of gaming. Arcades were still big and stuff. So if you don't mind talking a little bit, like, what were your gaming habits when you were a kid? Do you play anything now? Do you play more now?
I don't play anything right now, just for lack of time, although I am getting an Xbox One. My birthday is on Friday, and my husband's like, you're getting an Xbox One. I'm like, yay! So we can play the game. So that's going to be cool. I was going to buy one for myself, and he's like, no, I'm getting it for you. So he had to spoil it. But as a kid, I grew up, I remember I was on a game show. I was like 13 or 15, and I was on this game show called Funhouse. Mm-hmm. And I won a Nintendo game, the latest version. We'd had, like, an old Atari that was given to us, you know, and you played, like, I don't know, like, Q-Bert and Pac-Man, you know, Miss Pac-Man. Those mm-hmm. were, like, the cool ones that we played as little kids. Uh-huh. Then when I got this Nintendo in this game show, it was like being on The Price is Right. You get all this stuff. And my sisters and I would be up till 2-3 in the morning, even on school nights, we'd just sneak in, and our parents would be sleeping, and we're playing Super Mario Brothers, trying to get to all the highest levels, and it was so much fun. I mean, I would say I had a couple of years during my teens where I was addicted. It was Saturdays and Sundays were all video game days, you know. It was really fun. It was great. But then, you know, I just kind of had to grow up, get a job, and go to college, and sort of moved on with my life.
Yeah. So,
but those were good times.
During development, did you get an opportunity to kind of like see them working on the game? Like, could you see certain scenes that mm-hmm. you were in?
Yes. When we went to Finland, because each of us had to fly out, and sometimes I got to fly out with a couple of my cast members, we would see the artists. They brought us into Remedy Games, which is so cool out there. And Finland itself is a fabulous place. And I'd been there as a tourist, you know, years ago, but now I was working there, and I got to go into the office every day and see the artists, work with the writers. It was amazing when they were doing the facial capture,
mm-hmm.
because you take a ton of pictures, you know. We also had to take pictures, and you're basically wearing like a bikini. They have to capture every part of you, and there's mm-hmm. about, I think there were about 150 cameras surrounding you, like in a 360 in a room, like mm-hmm. all cameras. And they just snapshot every part of you, you know, so that they can build you piece by piece. And to see your face on the screen being created from nothing, you know, from just the pictures that they're looking at, it was really just mind-boggling how much time and detail goes into this. And that when you see it, it looks like they just took a picture of you. But it's literally each hair, each eyelash, the eyes, everything is so involved. I was astonished. I give a lot of credit to those guys. I think those are the stars of making this game, to be honest with you. The artists and the writers, and they really did a nice job there.
So the game's got really good reviews so far. All the big places, you know, IGN, Game Informer, GameSpot have all reviewed it. But if you had to kind of like, I know you're not, you know, as hardcore a gamer as you used to be when you were a kid, but if you kind of had to tell somebody why they should play this, what do you think you'd say to them? Like if you were in a video game store with somebody and they had Quantum Break in their hand and you kind of could, you know, get them to get that game, what do you think you'd do to get them to bring it home?
The first thing I'd say is, if you are a gamer, I mean, it's realism. It's real. You're going to feel like you're in it, like you're a part of it, but you're in charge of the story. So you can be a storyteller in this game too. There's so many different endings, beginnings, and turns that you can take that it's not just going from A to Z, you know? So I think if you want to see some really real life involved characters and story, and also because it deals with time travel, I think that's something that a lot of us are really curious about and wish that it existed. I think the way it's presented in this video game is super cool, super interesting. Without giving too much away, I just think it's worth a shot at playing the game and feeling like you're in it.